理课堂听 class.com。
Unit 29.
包装方式
Mode of packing. Section A, listening. 1. Pre-listening vocabulary.
Rough handling.
Infuriating.
Transport packing.
Outer packing.
Sales packing.
Inner packing.
Pilferage.
Corrosion.
Compact.
Neutral packing.
Country origin.
Name of the commodity.
Trademark.
Get around.
Customs duty.
Import quota.
2. Hush, then listen.
Packing is of great importance in international trade because goods have to travel a long distance, endangered by accidents, rough handling, tough weather, etc. To the buyer, nothing is more infuriating than to find his goods damaged or partly missing on arrival at the destination. To the seller, nothing is more likely to lose a customer because of the poor packing. There are generally two modes of packing: transport packing, which is usually known as outer packing, and sales packing, which is also known as inner packing. Transport packing must be strong enough to stand such hazards as pilferage, rough handling,corrosion, and crushing, etc. Also, it must be as light and compact as possible to keep freight costs low. Sales packing is done to help promote sales, so it must be attractive to the customer. Besides, there is another mode of packing, neutral packing, which carries no labels at all, either on the outer packing or inner packing. There is no indication of country origin, no name of the manufacturer,or no name of the commodity. Even trademark or brand is nowhere to be found. The whole idea of neutral packing is that this form of packing makes it possible for exporters to get around high customs duties or unreasonable import quota of the importing countries. Section B, Speaking Up. 1. Typical dialogue. 1. Background information.Garments made in China are very popular in France. Miss Chang Yan is in Paris discussing packing issues with Anna, representative of a French trading company.
Anna. Miss Chang Yan.
2. Practical dialogue.
I wonder if you have any special requirements concerning the packing of the goods.
I'd like to know your outer packing.I think it must be strong, seaworthy packing.
We plan to use corrugated cardboard boxes. T-shirts will be packed 15 dozen to one carton, gross weight around 20 kilos. Ladies' pajamas will be packed 20 dozen to one carton, gross weight around 25 kilos.
I'm afraid cardboard boxes are not strong enough for transport by sea.
Will such outer packing be strong enough to withstand the handling during ocean transportation?
Why don't you use wooden case instead?
Cartons are comparatively light and easy to handle, and they will not be stowed away with heavy cargo. The stevedores know that. Besides, we'll reinforce the boxes with straps and line them with plastic sheets. The goods you ordered are not fragile, and they can stand jolting.
You know, Miss Chang, cartons are easier to be cut open. Won't this increase the risk of being pilfered? Wooden cases, however, are much stronger than cartons.
I don't think so. On the contrary, cardboard boxes may discourage pilferage because tampering with cartons is easily detected.
But I'm still afraid that in case of damage or pilferage, the insurance company won't compensate us.Due to improper and unsuitable packing for sea voyage.
Don't worry about that, Anna. Up to now, we haven't received any complaints about our packing. Furthermore, such packing is approved by our insurance company for WPA and TPND.
Well, Miss Chang, in this case, I agree with you to use cardboard boxes for the outer packing.
2. Typical dialogue. 1. Background information. Mr. Zhang Zhong, expert representative of Chinaware, is negotiating with Isabella, the Russian business representative, over packing issues.
Isabella.
Mr. Zhang Zhong. 2. Practical dialogue.
Packing of such kind of goods needs meticulousness and carefulness. I don't like my goods to be broken in transit.
Certainly.
The other day, I bought a batch of glassware from a Thai company. When the goods arrived, some of the cartons were broken and goods were damaged. It took me a lot of time to get the claim settled. Just think of the trouble it caused to me.
I understand.
Please tell me your packing method for the Chinaware.
We use cartons for transportation.
Cartons? I'm afraid that won't do because of the lesson I mentioned just now. Could you use wooden cases instead?
As a matter of fact, our cartons are strong enough to stand rough handling in transit. We use metal angles to reinforce the corners of each carton and strengthen them with metal straps outside. Also, inside the cartons, we use hard fermented plastic padding to fix the articles. So, using this method to pack fragile goods is as safe as using wooden cases.
I just want to have my goods packed safely.
What's more, wooden case is much heavier and more expensive. If you use wooden cases, you'll have to pay extra fees.
Then what about inner packing?
For the inner packing, we use boxes with designs of the article itself, ready for shelf display. From the box itself, the customer will have a clear view of the graceful shape and beautiful color of the article packed in. So, it is convenient for him to choose whichever he wants.
Good. Just pack as you've said.
4. Vocabulary aid. Dialogue 1.
Seaworthy.
Corrugated cardboard boxes.
Gross weight.
Pajama.
Withstand.
Wooden case.
Stowaway.
Stevedore.
Reinforce.
Strap.
Line.
Plastic sheet.
Fragile.
Jolting.
Pilfer.
Tamper with. Dialogue 2.
Meticulousness.
In transit.
The other day.
Batch.
Glassware.
Chinaware.
Lesson.
Rough handling.
Metal angle.
Reinforce.
Metal strap.
Fermented plastic padding.
Fragile.
Extra fees.
Inner packing.
Design.